صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. The time has come in which we discuss the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So today inshallah azza wa jal we will be discussing the dream of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Samura ibn Jundab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will complete his salah, he would turn his blessed attention towards the companions. That means he would turn his blessed face towards the companions and then he would ask, have any one of you, meaning the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, have seen any dream? So they would then relate to the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, one day after performing salah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam turned his blessed face towards the sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and then inquired, have any one of you seen a dream today? Now this is the summary of the hadith which I am going to be narrating. However, the blessed companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then replied by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not seen any dream. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, I had seen a dream. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained the companions that he had seen in his blessed dream that two people came to him and had taken him towards the heaven. And as he reached at a place, he had seen that there was a person who was standing, whilst the second one had a rod in his hand, something which was sharp like a hook, and that was being shoved into his mouth. And the impact of that rod was so severe that it reached the back of his throat, ripping and tearing his flesh. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and when that person would take out the rod from his mouth, and before he could shove and push that rod back into his mouth, then the back portion of his throat or neck will then be repaired. It is as if nothing happened to him, and this will be continuously happening to him. I then asked those people that, who is this person? They mentioned, aage badhte hain, let's go forward. As we went forward, then we seen that there was a person who was flat on the ground, whilst another person had a huge rock or a stone in his hand, and he threw that rock on the head of that person, crushing his brains, crushing his head. Allahu Akbar. Through the impact of throwing that rock on the ground, whilst his head is crushed and flattened onto the ground, as the rock would roll and go away from there, by the time that person will bring the rock back and beat the person for the second time, his head will be transformed back into the first position, as if nothing happened to his head. I then asked those people that, what is this? Because this is also continuously happening. They mentioned, chaliye, aage badhte hain, let's go forward. As we moved on, then we seen that there was something similar to a tandoor, like a deck, whereas the top and the upper part of the pot was small and narrow, whilst the bottom was huge. Inside that was fire, and in that fire were men and women, males and females, that were burning. When the fire would blaze due to the heat, intensified heat, the flame and the blaze of that fire would bring those people to the top. And as it would decrease, as the fire would lessen and decrease, then automatically they all will go to the bottom. And this as well was continuously happening. As I witnessed and seen this, I then asked those people, what is this? They mentioned, let's move forward. Dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, this is a very long narration and riwayah. However, inshallah, we will cover them in the next segment, inshallah, azza wa jal. But let me give you the interpretation of this dream as Rasulullah s.a.w. has mentioned himself. That the first person who was pushing the rod, something similar to a hook, into his mouth, ripping his flesh and his skin from the inside of his mouth, he was told, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person whose mouth is being ripped with this rod is that person who would spread false rumor about people in the world. Allah. And this is his punishment. And this will continue forever. Whereas this person will damage his mouth, his throat, his tongue. And thereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal will restore his mouth in the first position, as if nothing happened to him, so that he can continuously feel the pain. Allahu Akbar. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was told about the second person who was flat on the ground and his head was being crushed with a rock. And this also continuously happened over and again. And I was told that this person had the knowledge of the Quran. He knew the Holy Quran, but he slept during the night while he was heedless. He spent his nights heedlessly, whilst he spent his mornings doing different types of gunas and sins. Therefore, this will be his punishment forever, whereas there is no ending to this. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, as we move further, those people that were in that tandoor, or similar to a tandoor being burnt, those males and females that were being burnt, it was said to me that these are the immodest men and women who would commit different types of sins whilst intermingling with each other. Astaghfirullah. So therefore, this punishment as well will always continue, as you see. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, at this point, it's important that we should know that the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is also a form of inspiration and wahi, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the torment of the qabr as well as the hereafter. May we repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all types of sins, so that we could make our hereafter a better one. Of course, these dreams that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned is true, because these are the punishments, and severe to this will also be on the day of Qiyamah. Always remember, dear viewers and the Sabadini channel, that you and I cannot bear even the slightest punishment of the hellfire. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the slightest punishment in Jahannam is that a person will be made to wear a shoe made with fire. And the moment he will slip on that shoe into his feet, Allahu Akbar, due to the intensity and the heat of the shoe which has fire in it, his brains will begin to boil. And due to the intensity and heat of that fire, when his brains will boil, it will melt out of his nose and ears and mouth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Inshallah, we will continue with this narration in the next segment. For now, let us make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.